Leonard, who died of a heart ailment, the Fennville High School basketball player's father. This story really hit me hard because I've got two young sons who play four sports. Dr. John Braccio is with the Regional Psychological Center in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
I'm very good, Tony, even though this is a sad story when you hear about it, but the living have to move on in spite of the grieving and the suffering that we certainly go through when something like this happens.
Well, Dr. Braccio, I've heard it said many times the toughest thing that a parent can do is to bury your own child. The aspect of the parents is tough, but for people who are supporters and well-wishers and family members and friends, how do they handle this? How do they help the family heal from this?
Well, first of all, no one will ever be the same. I think that's a way to look at it. I mean, people can learn things from it. They'll learn things about themselves. But clearly, it's one of those life events that you don't get over, particularly when it's a young person. And in this particular case, we're talking about somebody who scores a winning shot. It's such a dramatic thing. There's such a high, and all of a sudden, the person is dead. And that's unfortunate. You're talking about a leader. You're talking about a good person. You're talking about a son. You're talking about a friend. You're talking about a schoolmate. You're talking about somebody that any direction you look at him, he apparently was a pretty exceptional fellow. And he's gone. And when this happens, it leads to numbness, it leads to hurt, it leads to tremendous loss, it leads to gnawing inside. And if you're the parents, of course, it's even the most devastating. My parents, unfortunately, went through that with a brother, a younger brother, before I was born, and they never quite got over it, even would cry and talk about it emotionally. My mother and my dad would say how tough that was. So everybody has to find a way to deal with it. That becomes the key thing. If the person has a sense of spirituality, I think it can be a lot easier because you can see a plan. If not, you need to see that the person lived a life as long as the person lived, Tony, and remember the memories, enjoy the time, recognize the modeling, the wonderful things that came from that person, and that person can always be a beacon, can always be something positive for people that knew him to look to and remember, because he certainly had a good life. I'm talking about this particular case of Fennville. We're talking about somebody who obviously had an impact on people, still has an impact on people, and he will continue to have an impact on people as they think of him, as they remember him. I'll give you one other thing. A young, wonderful young man, Ben Coonrod, was a friend of my son at Catholic Central. He died, you know, right after high school. The guys still talk about this. They meet, they remember. He was part of their team, was football team, actually, most of these guys, and never forgotten. And one thing about dying young, you're always remembered that way. The memories are good, but the key is there's a lot of baggage, a lot of horrible things people have to go through. But if they grieve, they understand it's the normal part of life. This is what happens. People live. They live as long as their time on earth. They then die. If you're spiritually inclined, you then move to the next stage, and you can take the argument that God wanted him. It was time to move forward. If you don't have those views, you still have to look at what the person brought to life and what the person offered, and everyone else just has to really suffer and find their own grieving process and find meaning from it. Very, very difficult, Tony.
Dr. John Braccio with the Regional Psychological Center in East Lansing. Dr. John, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.
You're listening.